Senator Boxer is chair of the Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works. Senator Sanders is a member of that committee and serves on the Senate Energy Committee. On Thursday, they introduced the Climate Protection Act and the Sustainable Energy Act. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says climate change is not a political issue.
What we are dealing with today is physics. The leading scientists in the world who study climate change now tell us that the projections that they made in recent years was wrong. They underestimated the crisis facing our planet, and the damage they foresee for the future is much more serious than they had previously estimated.
California Senator Barbara Boxer described a briefing from climate experts as shocking if nothing is done to stem climate change.
The four top scientists and many others tell us that the Earth is headed toward a planetary emergency. We know the cause of our trouble. Too much carbon pollution in the air. And what our bill does, it puts a fee on that carbon pollution at its source and matches that fee with a fee on imports that have also added to carbon pollution so as not to disadvantage our business people. And the proceeds go for very important priorities. So the Sanders-Boxer bill reduces carbon pollution and climate disruption while creating jobs and reducing the deficit.
Environmental writer and activist Bill McKibben stood beside the senators as they introduced the new legislation.
This piece of legislation really does set a benchmark for where we need to go. It establishes really important things, including the premise that if the sky belongs to anybody, it belongs to us and not the fossil fuel industry. The basic structural problem that's powered climate change is that alone among industries, fossil fuel industry can pour its waste into the atmosphere for free. And that would end with this bill. And with that end, we would begin to see substantial and real change taking place.
Sierra Club Executive Director Mike Brune says the economy of climate change legislation has for too long been ignored.
It will create 350,000 new jobs and sustain at least 100,000 more. It will help to weatherize 1 million homes per year, which will act like a tax cut and help consumers to save money all across the country. We don't often talk about the economic opportunity that's inherent in a clean energy transition.
Senator Sanders was asked how he will respond to inevitable criticism about a carbon fee's impact on the price of gas.
The converse question has got to be asked. What happens to our entire economy if we do not, in a bold way, address climate change? How many jobs are we going to lose? How many hundreds of billions of dollars is the United States Congress going to have to spend in order to rebuild communities that are devastated? What will it mean to the price of food all over the world if we don't address the drought caused by global warming? We are looking at the major planetary crisis facing this planet. When scientists tell us that the temperature of this Earth may go up at least 8 degrees Fahrenheit by the end of this century, that means cataclysmic changes to the planet. We have got to act.
A link to more information on the Sanders-Boxer climate change legislation is available on our website, wamc.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.